Good evening, everyone. This is John Burgos, and welcome to this evening's edition of Beyond the Ordinary Show. And tonight, we are on with Sarion Michael White, and you guys are going to be blown away. All of you guys who have listened to Michael before, to Sarion and the information he brings in, you know, you felt the profound messages, the information that's really beyond the ordinary. And I am so excited that he's back with us. He was with us, gosh, it wasn't that long ago. It was probably about 6 weeks ago. And the information was so profound that we could have gone on for hours with what was coming up because so many people are resonating with it. And so I'm just thrilled that he's back because if you thought the information that he brought in a few weeks ago was phenomenal, we actually started talking before this call, and he was telling me about all this information that he's getting in, and it is out of this world, and it's going to make so much sense to all of you guys. So there was a Saint Germain blessing with messages from the Octarians that he's going to be talking to us about. There's also a piece about telepathic awakening, and he's going to illuminate what's been going on and why we're getting these messages and these knowings. And I'm going to let Sarion explain to you what he's been bringing in, because I don't think the words that I give you will do it justice or give it the energy that it merits. So I'm just going to dive into this call with you guys. And we are going to take live calls as always. So anyone who is on the line, we do want to get through some of these amazing blessings and messages that are coming in. But we're going to make some time for questions also. So you can press star 2 if you've called in on the line or raise your hand. And you can keep typing your questions on into the webcast page where we have a ton of questions coming in. But we really want to get that resonance. We want to get into that vibration and answer those questions that are going to make sense for the collective because that's what's coming up in the energy. And again, Sarion's going to address all of this on tonight's call. I know there's a lot of new people on Beyond the Ordinary, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about Sarion before we get into it. So Sarion is a web author, a channel, and international speaker whose workshops, conferences, and private readings have touched the lives of people throughout Europe, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Australia, and the Middle East. Now, Sarion's lifelong devotion to the practice of channeling has led him to extraordinary breakthroughs in consciousness that have helped make the invisible realms a much more accessible experience for his audience. And it has for me also. I've sat down with Sarion before, and the way that he makes sense of what's going on and making what I call in our soul consciousness wake up to we can understand what we can make sense of it, where we can bring it to our awareness is profound. Now, Sarion is also a tremendous resource as a private reader. His gift of spiritual discernment, is priceless, according to his clients, which of course includes me. Now, Sarion is an amazing intuitive reader. His session unlocks things and unblocks things and allows the flow to keep going. He's a powerful gift of insight. And again, he's going to blow you away today. So again, without further ado, Sarion, welcome to the call today. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I never know what's going to happen leading up to these interviews, and it's always interesting to try to come up with like a plan or a structure and you know, concept of what we're going to do, and then I always get surprised at the last minute, and that's exactly what happened this time. So I was actually meditating and channeling for a group of people just a few days ago, and Saint Germain came in unexpectedly and started offering some support to the group. And then he began to talk about the Arcturians, and I was quite surprised. Of course, I've known that there's a relationship that Saint Germain has with the Arcturians that I've been working with for many years now. He's actually the one that introduced them to me when the School of Manifestation project first started. He kind of brought in this group called the Arcturian Ancient Seven, and they're the ones that we're going to be connecting in with, along with many, many other Arcturians that are participating in this blessing that they're bringing forth. And he was explaining that the Arcturians have been witnessing the arrival of certain forms of energy in human consciousness that they see as part of the ascension process of humanity in the earth. And it's something that they have witnessed in their own experience of ascension from their own worlds. So there's this interesting parallel because they experience the arrival of certain specific forms of energy in their consciousness, and they experience how that awakened inside of them and continued to spread as a new form of resonance. And specifically, we're talking about the vibration of joy, completely abundant joy, very high vibrational energy, very angelic energy. And there's a link into how this connects with the angelic presence that's coming in. And they are witnessing the arrival and the opening of this new level of joy vibration happening in the world. And I feel part of the reason why this awareness of this activation came to me is because I had just done a little bit of a road trip to go to Vancouver, where I was having somebody completely redo my website. And I had the opportunity to go out and meet with a lot of different people. There were a lot of social functions going on. And I noticed really quite a lot of people were living in a joy vibration. Maybe it was just a particular network of people. I don't know, but there certainly was a network of people that all shared more of this joy resonance. And I know there are many other places throughout the world where people are beginning to anchor this. Well, you know, obviously there's some places in the world that are going in the opposite direction, that are polarizing in the other way. But on the extreme opposite end of the, you know, what we might describe as the negative polarity, there's this higher vibration of joy coming in, and it's infectious. It's viral. It's really expansive and abundant. It is reprioritizing how we think and how we live our lives, just being connected with that vibration and feeling how it is beginning to unite us as a community. Well, I was so thrilled to feel that energy coming in that particular area. And I came back to, I'm still based currently in Salt Lake City. And I was channeling for these people, and Saint Germain was talking about how the Arcturians have been watching this. In fact, I channeled the Arcturians for somebody totally spontaneously in Vancouver. They heard that I was a channel, and they're like, oh my God, you know, come over to my house and channel for me. And I was like, okay. And I just went over and suddenly the Arcturians just came through and started talking to this man. It was totally by surprise. And I could feel this beautiful rapport that they had with the vibration, the joyful vibration that he was holding about his service work in the world to bring people together in community and to activate oneness and ascension through mass group meditations and things like that. And it inspired me even more. Well, what's happening right now, what Saint Germain said, I mean, his words are still just echoing my mind. He said that the Arcturians are so profoundly inspired, so immensely inspired to see the arrival of this joy vibration coming in, you know, part of which is coming from the angelic presence, that it's caused them to just explode into another level of their own joy vibration. They're so inspired about what they're witnessing. And it was decreed that this energy that's opening up in the Arcturian consciousness should also be shared with humanity. And it has led to this blessing that Saint Germain called the Arcturian rain. And I have to tell you, the first way that I came in touch with this, it actually came to me through an out-of-body experience where I found myself out in the desert, and I could tell that there was a sacred energy present. There was a field of oneness, and there were more and more people coming into the desert and gathering there to hold the space for this oneness vibration. And then it began to rain, and there was something about this rain. It was like blessed water. I didn't know what it was, but it felt incredible, and it felt connected to an angelic energy as well. And then days later, this channeling happens, and I was like, oh my God, that's what that was. I was seeing the Arcturian rain beginning to fall. It's almost like, it's like if you could imagine billions of angelic beings crying tears of inspiration for humanity, tears of joy, of compassion, of love, and those angelically blessed tears beginning to rain down upon the earth to further accelerate the arrival of this joy vibration. That's what's beginning to occur.
That's, sorry, and, you know,
Sorry, that's beautiful. I have to ask you, though, because I'm feeling this and it's coming up in the energy. What would you say to those people who aren't feeling that joy, who aren't tapping into it, or perhaps they glimpsed it, but they can't hold it because it sounds fantastic and it sounds so utopian. But what do you say to the people who are saying, well, where's the joy? Because I'm not picking it up. We're not feeling it yet.
I am so glad you said that that's a really, really relevant question because I've been in that place where, you know, other people are feeling the joy and I'm feeling exactly the opposite. I feel totally cut off. The thing that people should remember about the whole evolutionary process that we're in, and really what's happening is affecting everyone. We're all being affected in different ways. A lot of what is happening is that whether we're talking about the oneness vibration or the joy vibration, these angelic energies that are coming in, they are bringing up everything that is not in resonance with that. So if there's anything inside of you that's sadness, that's depression, that's pain, then it's coming to the surface. And sometimes we're so blinded by the negative energies that are coming up to be addressed that we don't see that there's actually this flood of oneness vibration coming into the world that is part of the cause of that. And yet every form of pain or dis-ease or negative energy or unresolved energy that is coming up is also being met inside of us by a healing vibration. And that's what everyone should keep in mind. No matter what is coming up inside of you, it could be the deepest, darkest pain, fear, terror, paranoia, trauma, whatever it is, people should assume that no matter what it is and no matter how strong it is, there is an even greater amount of healing energy already showing up to assist you to transmute that. And as soon as I say that, I feel Saint Germain's energy as well. Because Saint Germain is saying, please let me into your field more. Let me help with the stuff that is coming up. You know, the spirit of the violet flame is such a powerful transmuting healing vibration. I can't get enough of it. And I'm actually, you know, I'm riding the waves of these new energy coming in, but I still have stuff come up. I still get tested to let go. I still can momentarily flash back into an older version of myself that was functioning on some kind of a fear-based program. But because I'm in this awareness of that whatever's coming up, there's an equal or even greater amount of healing energy coming in to support the resolution, then I'm just very quick to look for the resolution. I don't ever assume that what is coming up that feels like fear or resistance or whatever it is informing me about what is actually occurring. I just look at the idea that there are things happening as graceful triggers to bring the old unresolved energy up so that it can just be released, purged, transmuted. I just don't even think in the way that I used to and the way, you know, a lot of people still do, that when you get triggered, the resistance and pain inside of you is telling you what is and what you're looking at in your future. It's actually a way in which people are putting the past in the future. And the violet flame is going to help us to transmute that and to stop doing that.
It's so relevant. And thank you for sharing that part of it because I could feel the energy building up. And it's also so cool too, because, and I don't want to get our head of ourselves because we're going to get into this conversation in a little bit in this part of it. But that part where you're talking about where you know that there's a greater energy, the polar opposite of that sadness, that depression, whatever it is that we consider that denser energy, that actually when we sit through it and realize the truth that it's transcending us into that space that we really want to be in, that's what opens up these telepathic conversations and awarenesses that are coming up.
Yes. And I would also say that we are firmly in the upward spiral of ascension now. We are in the upward spiral. So our process in life is happening differently than it was a decade ago, 20, 50 years ago, you know, when things came up or trauma occurred or things, you know, trauma got triggered and relived in various ways, there wasn't the presence of this healing energy now as there, you know, I mean, before as there is now. And so, you know, 20 years ago, something happened and, you know, we did feel very stuck inside of it. And now there's this upward spiral of energy that is always offering us the opportunity to change our resonance to align with the support system of an awakening humanity. And that's the key, really, is that there are enough human beings awakened now that the angels are actually pooling all of these new human energies together through the field of oneness, so that there are literally pools of peace consciousness, pools of joy vibration, pools of healing energy, pools of violet flame energy that people have been anchoring through their spiritual practice. And these pools of energy have made the healing energies of the higher realms more accessible to us here, because it's being grounded by groups of people who are networked together energetically by the angelic realms. So we can tap into these energies more easily than ever before.
That's beautiful. So even being on these calls collectively with the intention of wanting to go to those spaces, that helps tremendously, because we're anchoring in that resonant emotion. I call that, you know, we're in phase coherence, right?
Mm-hmm. Phase coherence. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's really cool. So what can we do to actually amplify this and to get to the other side if we're feeling that stuckness, if we're feeling like those things that are percolating up, because really that's where we're heading. It's we're getting rid of these things. But if we're stuck in the mire of that, Sarian, what do we do? What can help us to process in a way where it doesn't feel like we're waddling in the mud, or, you know, where it's that we have to go through those denser emotions?
Well, there's two things that I would recommend. One is that we all have to work to deconstruct and purge ourselves of negative assumptions. You know, when we have something that triggers us and it looks similar to something bad that happened before, then we start to formulate negative assumptions about what's occurring. We fear the recurrence of some trauma from the past. And we can very easily, I see people do this all the time, assume that reality is a negative experience. But that's just an assumption. I see people living in an experience of a negative reality really only because they're assuming that that's what is happening and that's where things are going, when they could actually assume differently. Somebody actually pulled a quote out of one of my classes, and it's like, I didn't even really totally remember that I'd said this, but it's a fun quote, because what I said was stuckness is an assumption. Assume differently.
Oh, I love it.
And yeah, so that's one thing, is we have to really start changing our assumptions about what is occurring, from negative assumptions into positive assumptions. The other thing is that, you know, we're constantly colliding with each other and triggering each other, and it happens every day. And sometimes we can suddenly find ourselves in a situation where we've triggered someone or they've triggered us, and, you know, suddenly there's energy flying around, there's blame, there's victim consciousness and negativity. And we can also recognize that whenever a trigger has occurred, that it is also an opportunity for transmuting negative energy. I had this happen just the other day, where I kind of collided with somebody and they suddenly were very agitated and instantly started blaming me and projecting this energy. And I just stood there and I listened and I was present and I didn't take any of it personally. I remained completely detached, and I just almost instantaneously went into a focus of peace consciousness with this person. And I watched as the negative energy died down over a period of about 10 minutes, and their energy just, you know, that energy just dissipated, and they came into a place where they had actually probably resolved some of their charge. And I felt like, oh wow, that was cool how that worked, because I just stayed in my center and did not behave in any way that was disempowering or fueling the conflict on that person's end. And it felt as though there was a harmonious shift into a more balanced, resolved energy. So yeah, we have to recognize those opportunities and, you know, work with the violet flame, work with the pool of peace consciousness that is available for us to draw from and to invoke into these moments when there's an opportunity to harmonize energies, even when there's a charge.
Yeah, that's great. And what's also happening that I'm noticing, Sarjan, is that as these negative charges come up, I'm finding that most of us are a lot more quick to realize what's going on and to go, oh, this is really that, not this. And we're getting away from the stories and we're recognizing the energy for what it is and we're transmuting it faster. We're going it through it faster. It's something's definitely changed in the energy and our awareness of those negative emotions and negative connotations that are coming up and those triggers.
Exactly. And when you think about like how many people in the world are walking around with a more razor sharp and refined way of dealing with things and resolving things more quickly and recognizing when you're about to sort of, you know, go negative and then stopping yourself and shifting your energy, all of the people doing that, they're all playing roles in transmuting that kind of charge in the mass consciousness and healing people from victim consciousness and creating more of a reconnection through every interaction, no matter what it is. You could have a positive interaction with somebody that creates reconnection. You could have an interaction that brings up a charge, and that can also lead to connection. And you're right, it is happening faster. People have been talking about, you know, this evolutionary process is going to accelerate. It's accelerating. What does that acceleration look like? Well, part of it looks like exactly what you just said, that we are discovering our power and our inner empowerment to resolve what is unresolved more quickly without getting stuck in a more limiting energy.
Right. It's so beautiful to see and to witness over and over again. And again, it's because of people that show up on this show, on Beyond the Ordinary, and people that are in your community, Sarjan. You guys are blazing the path. And whether you feel it or not, just by you setting your intention to raise your vibration, to realize what's going on, to become informed of the reality that's right in front of you, instead of one that's being perpetuated by forces that would rather us not see this light, you're way showers. It's so beautiful to witness and to be part of it. Now, Sarjan, you had mentioned earlier, and I got a little bit away from the conversation about the messages, the additional messages that were coming in from the Arcturians, and I'd love it if we could revisit some of that.
Yeah, well, I think we should just create some space for the Arcturian energy to come in and work with us a bit. I think that's one of the wonderful blessings of this amazing audience and network of people that you've built through the show, is that it really does actually create this wonderful container for all of us to co-create together through the opportunity of an event like this. So I would love to just bring in the Arcturian energy and the energy of Saint Germain, and I also feel Archangel Michael very strongly. And I'm just going to lead all of you through a little bit of a process to connect with this energy. The first thing that I want to bring into focus is actually Archangel Michael's energy. I've been receiving this awareness of how Archangel Michael is like the overlighting archangel of the Arcturian mission in the world. And I'm only just now, as we are in this particular call, getting more of the awareness of Archangel Michael's role and what Archangel Michael is wanting to do with us in facilitating our link up with the Arcturians. So Archangel Michael has a stream of energy that connects in with this world. This is the ray of Archangel Michael, the sapphire blue ray. And so many of us have become familiar with Archangel Michael's energy and have begun to attune ourselves to the sapphire blue ray of divine will and divine power and protection. And so this energy is aligning us more and more with our higher angelic blueprint and offering protection to those of us that are stepping forward to represent the light and to walk as emissaries of light. You know, of course, that protection is available for everyone who aligns with it, but specifically, Archangel Michael is really clearing a path for the light to expand inside of us. Well, as it turns out, Archangel Michael also played a very powerful role in the ascension of the Arcturian homeworlds. And if you can imagine that an angelic presence as vast as Archangel Michael, that presence can split itself into an uncountable number of manifestations and be working with countless worlds simultaneously. And on each world, that manifestation of archangelic energy might appear slightly different. If we were to see Archangel Michael manifesting to us, Archangel Michael would appear in a form that we would recognize, and you know, perhaps a human-looking form. And I have seen the archangels appear in forms that look human, even though they are bodies made of light and characterized by these really exquisite vibrations of energy. But on the Arcturian homeworlds, Archangel Michael would have appeared to them as one of them and would have had a different form and would have bonded with that civilization and took on some of its characteristics, as they also were taking on characteristics of Michael's vibration in their ascension process. Archangel Michael would like to bring us more into this awareness of how he has manifested to both worlds, our world and the Arcturian home worlds, home system. And that these are two different soul streams, archangelic rays of energy that are connected to these two different systems of worlds. And what Archangel Michael is offering to do right now in our field is to take his soul stream linking into our world and his soul stream linking into the Arcturian civilization and to begin to bridge those together in our consciousness. And so I would like for each of you to imagine these two rays of sapphire blue energy, each one slightly different, but interconnected, coming together. And as these are coming together in your pillar of light, as they are bridging together inside of you, it is actually allowing a reflection of the Arcturian homeworlds to appear inside your auric field. It is as if Archangel Michael has created a bridge and opened it to connect with the Arcturian worlds so that the distance is collapsing and it is bringing the Arcturian joy vibration, not just of their civilization, but of the worlds themselves that achieved ascension. And those joy vibrations are coming closer and closer and closer to us. This link up between these two aspects of Michael's energy is an activation that is going to be ongoing. It is something we can attune to receive even more of what this being known as Archangel Michael is, as one of the custodians of the ascension process, as one of the overlighting guides of the ascension process on many worlds. So allow yourself to take a few deep breaths and relax. Let us acknowledge also the Arcturian Ancient Seven and all of the Arcturians that are looking on with great interest. We're just going to connect in with them. And there's something the Arcturians would like to say to us. I'm just going to attune to this for just a moment. There are various common symbols that have been used on many worlds to describe the unity of all life. And one of these is the symbol of a tree of life. You see, there are trees on a great many worlds. This is a common expression of the Creator's manifestation as life, as biological expression. And this was a symbol that we experienced awakening in our consciousness during our ascension process. We wish to blend our consciousness with yours through this living symbol. You may imagine a tree, a beautiful, brilliant, vibrant tree that represents the unity of all life. But every species of animal is like a branch upon that tree. And even greater, when you look at the reflection of the galaxy, every living world is like a leaf upon that tree, all connected together as tributaries of an awakening joy vibration that is feeding into the core. And we are here with you to witness the awakening of such living symbols in your DNA. We share with you our inspiration as we see many parallels between us. Many aspects of your awakening are similar to those we experienced. And the tree of life is beginning to vibrate in your consciousness and to tell you stories. It is one of the sacred forms through which the earth herself communicates with you. And this is what we are overlighting as we are focused upon these elements of awakening. We see a way in which the earth is beginning to extend her consciousness into yours to begin to communicate with you. And the emergence of this living symbol is like an antenna that can broadcast communications of the earth's consciousness and of the way she relates to you and to all life upon her. And so we invite all of you to imagine journeying, walking towards this living symbol, as if all of you listening are gathering around it, are forming a grand circle around this tree, and celebrating that the earth's consciousness has arisen and has awakened into biological expressions of this world to the extent that she can begin to commune with you again as she did in ancient times. Archangel Michael's energy is sending forth a beam that aligns the human blueprint for ascension with the Arcturian spiral of ascension, as they are part of one spiral. These were at one time as two spirals, but they are beginning to join together like vortices that are combining into one larger vortex. And this in turn will be extended to other worlds. The joining together of these two vibrations will extend and eventually reach out to connect with a third. as humans will eventually, many thousands of years from now, be playing roles similar to the ones we are playing with you as midwives. And even though this evolutionary process may take many thousands of years, when viewed from outside the construct of time, it looks like a very beautiful weaving of a web taking place, as this energy is leaping from world to world and building something so immense, so grand, you cannot even begin to imagine what it is you as a human species are involved in helping to construct. In the same way that your light workers are weaving a web throughout the world to link together many portals for consciousness into a single library of energies that can vibrate within the human chakra system. Imagine a similar process taking place on a galactic scale. Imagine what you can become when countless worlds are linked together in this galaxy and even in other galaxies, all of which can vibrate inside of your light bodies, allowing you to travel in your consciousness to participate in a grand unification of life throughout the universe. There is a seed that has been planted. This was done so anciently. The seed of this vast project was planted here, as this place was determined to be a very fertile place for such a seed, ascension, to grow. And now we see that seed has opened, and it is beginning to reorganize your DNA into completely different vibratory structure and expression of being. We see a lot of people getting caught up in trying to describe what this will look like, what is occurring for you on a molecular level. What is most relevant and important is the awakening of the vibration of joy and unity consciousness, and the awakening of your ability to sense, feel, and commune with the waters of the earth and with all the spiritual gifts that have been placed there. We are here to help you retrieve those gifts, and we are very delighted to be in this role. The Arcturian blessing that we are offering is like water. It is like water that is being shared from our world to yours. And you can begin to imagine the mixing of the ascended vibrations and frequencies of water that have undergone the ascension process already on other worlds being poured forth so that it mixes with the waters of your world, bringing the codes of ascension, but most importantly, offering to each of you an awareness of your potential, an awareness that there truly is no turning back. And that even though there are times when you may wish that you had not chosen to become human, even though there are times when you do not wish to be here, we ask you to trust in the choices that your souls have made. Because as we see it, There are a great many improvements that are occurring in your reality. And these changes have been worth the wait. They have been worth all of the trouble that you have gone through to be here, to be in position, and to be a witness for what is changing. The archangelic energy that is with us now is focused upon supporting all of us to receive increasing amounts of this Arcturian blessing that is like water, contains the joy vibration. And the presence of that blessing coming to us is being given so that it actually facilitates everyone everywhere to begin to link up with the places in the world where the joy vibration has already been anchored more collectively. So there are certain places where this is stronger than others, and the Arcturian blessing is literally connecting all of us into that field. And it is adding literally a layer of vibration into the field of oneness that is arising. And as we connect with greater and greater amounts of this energy, it is also linking us in with the Arcturian consciousness. And so we can really continue to open ourselves to receive more of this blessing in our meditations, because we're moving from the beginnings of this rain beginning to fall, and then it becomes like a downpour at a certain point until it is as if the windows of the sky have opened and there are literally waterfalls of this angelic and Arcturian joy vibration just pouring into this reality.
And sorry, I think it's fantastic that you call it a blessing, and something that's anchoring for me, and it's really important. It's the awareness, because now we're aware of the blessing and we can look for it. We can be aware. We can ask and insist on it on our daily lives. And by doing that and incorporating that in our awareness on a daily basis, we anchor it in until really that cup becomes so full that nothing else can come in except the energy of that and what that's wanting to manifest in our lives moving forward.
Yes, we just keep choosing to align with this outpouring of joy and inspiration and support. And of course, this is all coming to us through the channel of our higher selves. Whenever the archangels, for example, or you know, higher power really decrees that this type of blessing can come through, it is, you know, in this case, we're working with Arcturians. I mean, these are extraterrestrial beings. They come from another world. And yet they are working in complete integrity with the divine plan. And so whenever a blessing like this occurs, it is something that is 100% completely compatible with our higher selves, our alignment with our own direct channel to source. And so there's nothing about this energy that is, you know, out of sync with our own alignment with source. It's all coming through that alignment. But one of the things that's really fascinating about the work that I've done with the masters for years is that I'll notice that as my pillar of connection grows in strength, part of that happens through various ascended master presences coming in and being blended with my pillar for a time. And it's like they're adding some of their resonance to bring out a hidden strength inside of me that they already have mastery in. And then they pull back and I have more of that strength and I'm kind of holding it on my own and applying that wisdom or that access to knowledge or energy. And it keeps happening. There are these different energies that come in and blend with us for a time. They give us a gift. And there's really a sharing. It is a mutual experience of spiritual growth that is occurring. And the Arcturians are growing tremendously from being able to assist us in this way, according to divine will and plan.
Yeah, and Saren, actually, this is just a perfect segue, because this assistance that's available, and I like to refer to it as this co-creation that's happening with our guides, with the Arcturians, with these benevolent energies that are really here to help us see through the veils and pierce through them. It's available to each and every one of us. And I'm just so grateful for the offer that you put together, because this is what you're showing us how to do, working with this energy, so they can come in and help us resonate up, help us get to the higher vibration and continue on that upward spiral, but with more grace, more ease, with a deeper sense of connection and tapping into that beautiful space of joy that you've led us through these blessings today, or through this blessing today on the call, and the awareness of what's available. So what I would love everybody to do, and Saren, if you don't mind, if you can lead us through what you put together on the offer, because it's exactly what you were just talking about. So everyone on the call, click on the special offer link on the webcast page, and it'll take you to Saren's offer of working with your spiritual guides. And you can also get to this page by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/white, W-H-I-T-E, and the number 8, beyondtheordinaryshow.com/white8. And Saren, if you'll go through this, and first, why did you create this offer? What was it that you were looking to bring forward for people? And then after you explain that to us, go ahead, if you wouldn't mind, run through the different segments of it.
Well, the thing is that whenever I have taught a course in the School of Manifestation, it always really comes from the guides first. You know, I don't sit around thinking like, oh, what kind of course could I create for people next? You know, it really, I mean, I have so many things going on that the guides literally have to come to me and say, hey, you should teach a course about this, and we'll you know, be a part of this, and it'll be a co-creation. And so I really kind of actually wait for the divine inspiration. I mean, I've only done 7 courses so far in the School of Manifestation, and this is the newest and the latest one. And what I knew from the very beginning when the guides came to me, and this is I felt like it was almost a new set of guides. I felt there were a lot of guides showing up that were the guides of the people who were going to take the course. So there was a lot of them, and they all showed up, and we kind of discussed what people really needed and what the focus should be. And what we came to is to do a course about working with your spiritual guides that was going to focus almost entirely on technique. And so I've never done anything like this before, to actually take everything that I've learned and to also work with the guides in co-creation and to come up with a course. This is a 5-week course, and it focuses entirely on techniques, tools, insights about how to work with your guides. And I've got to tell you, just one of the things that inspired me so much about this is the emphasis that was placed upon like ways to connect with the guides and to begin to develop a practice of working with your guides and communicating with them and getting messages from them that sort of sidestep this, you know, negative assumption that so many people have that I can't do it because I'm not clairvoyant or I'm not clairaudient or, you know, I haven't been trained as a channel. And, you know, people think that I can't do this. This is something that people do that, you know, have like spiritual gifts or psychic gifts. That's not true. And the guides really created something with me that I feel so proud of and so happy to offer to people, because it doesn't matter where you're coming from. You may feel like you have never had any experience of connecting with your guides, or you don't have any spiritual abilities or awareness at all. This is a perfect starting point. And even though I've done many other courses before this, you know, this one is just chock full of different insights and techniques, and I kind of give a little bit of homework in each class as well. So I give people a practice that they can work on and do a little bit of something each day to focus on a particular practice, and it just builds. You know, the first class introduces the first practice, and then you work with that for a week, And I mean, of course, people can do it at their own pace because you have access to all the material in the package all at once. But you work on a particular practice, and then the next class, you move on to a different practice. And it evolves, and it reveals your capacity to achieve some results and to actually find out that you do have the ability to sense the presence of your guides. And it's really so much about learning how to experiment. And I give so many different ways that people can, you know, experiment with to find out what works for them. This is also a class where, like the previous one, Engaging the Flow, which people really, really love that one. That was the first one that I had done videos for. And with this new Working with Your Guides course, I also did a series of video teachings for this one as well. So you have audio classes, you have videos that go along with it. One of the students of this course, who's a really wonderful note taker, actually took the time to create some notes for each class. And we, you know, did this together because she kind of initially took them and then I did some editing. And we now have kind of a really beautiful synopsis of what's there and the different insights and exercises. So you can actually kind of read through what you heard in the class. And it's amazing. I'm so excited. And then I'm going to do two more live classes for people that sign up for this package. And that's going to come. Let me check my calendar. I'm going to give people a little bit of time to actually go through the course and maybe formulate some questions, because I will do some live Q&A for participants of this package. So it's going to be October 25th and November 1st. So two Sundays in a row at 6 p.m. Pacific, I'm going to do a live class and for everyone that signs up for this package. So that'll give people a good solid, let's see, 2.5 weeks to go through the material, you know, at least some of it, and then participate in these live activations. So I'm very, very excited about this.
And there's so much great information. And again, the co-creation that is occurring with the other realms, quote unquote, and with us right now, we're in the current reality that we sit with. It's amazing because it is leading us up that energetic spiral in a whole different way. We are stepping into uncharted territories, and our connection to the other side is getting more and more visceral. We are manifesting at such a voracious pace. We're not even aware of it, but when you tap in with your guides, when you have that awareness to the other side, to the energies that are available to all of us, again, the way that you get to co-create, the ease, the knowing, the self-confidence that comes with that, it's truly a gift. And it's only a gift that you can give to yourself, guys. And luckily, we have master teachers like Sarion and other people that we host on Beyond the Ordinary Show also that are leading us through these energetic portals so that we can access the essence of who we really are, which are really divine communicators, beings, and co-creators with all aspects of the universe. So again, this is a fantastic course, and Sarion is an expert, and he is so connected to the other side, and I'm so happy that you'll have the opportunity to work with him to touch upon this aspect of yourself, because I know it's all in, you all carry it within you. So it's, again, it's just a beautiful opportunity. The investment, guys, it's $97, super inexpensive for this type of offer. I think it's the least expensive offer we've had with you, Sarion. There's a two payment option that you can take advantage as well. So that, again, you have access to this information. So guys, sign up. I promise it's going to be phenomenal. I know the quality of work that Sarion does and his commitment to leading others into this space. And I know that you're just going to be thrilled with the outcome after the course and during the course. And again, you can access this very special offer. Again, it's $97 as a two payment option. And you can access the course by clicking on the special offer link or by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/white and the number 8. Michael, thank you for putting this together. It's really a phenomenal, phenomenal offer.
Yeah, I'm just excited to be able to empower people in this exact way. I mean, I feel like the guides came to me and they asked me to co-create a course with them that they knew I would be inspired about, because this is one of the things I've done for years, is to help connect people more with their guides. And I wanted to do something like this so that more people could have the benefit of what I've learned over, you know, two decades now of kind of experimenting and learning from the channeling process. So, you know, if you're interested in channeling, this is going to help. You know, this is going to give you some support in developing as a channel. However, it's not strictly about channeling. It's not about becoming a channel. That's only part of it. It's really about communing with your guides and living your life as a co-creation with them, and finding out through experimentation what works for you and seeing what happens. And it's a surprise, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to come out of it. But I did have a lot of people write to me and say that the course really did enhance their connection to their guides, and they were really, really grateful for it.
Yeah. And what I'm really resonating with, and I think you guys can feel this too, but you're so on path with this. Again, we talked about joy earlier in the call and how we're tapping into that resonance in a deeper level, and how just blissfully joyous the Arcturians are. Saint Germain is talking about it, but we can feel your joy in this. It's like you're on path, you're on purpose. And whenever you do that, the joy just comes in naturally. You don't have to search it. And that's what you're teaching people to do, to find that essence of joy in what they do and how they interact. And it's not something that we search for, that we seek anymore. It just naturally becomes part of us because it unfolds naturally as we emanate and sit in relationship with that emotion of joy. So it's, you're a beautiful example of it, and thank you.
Thank you so much. And I want to share something else with people that I think could be helpful, because, you know, we are in an evolutionary process with this. And so imagine that more of this joy vibration is wanting to show up and merge and integrate with you and expand you into a new view of what's possible for your own life, something that's more expansive and more joyful. It's almost like a joy version, a pure joy version of you is potentially coming in, wanting to come in. And it actually creates an experience where as more of that joyful level of you is becoming present, you will experience being, kind of almost confronted by what appears to be two different timelines. There's this timeline of the joy vibration where things feel too good to be true to this other older part of you. And then there's this other older part of you that sees your future as being one that is more limited, more fearful. And I think a lot of people in this evolutionary process are going to experience this contrast where a different version of the timeline for their life appears. And it's actually the true version, the true divine plan for their life. But it's contrasting the more limited view that we've had that distorts our awareness of what's possible. But because of the presence of this joy vibration, we're going to start to experience this contrast inside of us between what's truly possible and all of the ways in which we tell ourselves that that can't work. I always have to think about the fact that all of the most expansive, joyful, synchronistic, beautiful manifestations and achievements of my life occurred with people telling me, you can't do that, it'll never work, you're going to fail. And I mean, I constantly had this happen where, you know, for me, in many cases, it took a leap of faith to make something happen. It took a shift into seeing that I was worthy of something more expansive and more limiting. And yet, in the midst of that, I had people standing around me saying, no, it'll never work. And that's really what we're dealing with inside of us, because whether you have somebody on the outside telling you that you're worthless, or that you know, what you're dreaming of is not possible, or whether it's just some old, stuff that you've absorbed from your parents or earlier in life, or, you know, somebody who cast a lot of doubt on your past, and you still have these little internal mechanisms where you can hear that voice in the back of your head sort of chomping away at your dream saying, no, you can't because of this, this, and this. Well, this joy vibration that's showing up is saying, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And so we need to start to listen to that voice. We need to start to listen to that voice that is propelling us forward, saying that what seems impossible is actually now possible. And there's support for you to step into the impossible. So I had this funny experience happen just a few days ago, because I got this unexpected bill that was kind of unexpectedly large for something that, you know, I mean, I really did not see this coming. And it's like, oh my God, how did this happen? And I just knew, and a very dear friend of mine sort of confirmed it for me, that, you know, this just means that there's more abundance on the way. It doesn't mean that it's a setback. It's actually a sign that there's more abundance coming in. And so that joy vibration inside of me, you know, informs me of that. And because I also was with somebody who was expanding into that joy vibration, she was able to put words to that and confirm it. And it's like, oh, yes, right. There's more abundance coming. And that's all this is. It's just a sign of more abundance coming. So that's a completely opposite view from the old paradigm experience, where, you know, if we got some unexpected bill, we would think like, oh my God, this is just a drain on my resources. This is just a sign that things are going wrong. This means that, you know, reality doesn't like me, and the universe is not really supportive of me. And it's just like a weight that's just holding me down. And actually, in this joy vibration, you could have all kinds of things like that happen that to your older eyes would look negative, but in this new joyful view of things, you just see nothing but joyful expansion taking place, and that your capability, your abundance, your alignment with source, your ability to resource yourself, all of that is just continually expanding, and you just have to keep your heart open.
It's so amazing. And again, it seems so simple sometimes, Sarah, but we forget, and we need to be reminded. And again, if you know to look for the signs, and if you saw it in somebody else, you would have pointed it out the second they got that bill. It's like, wait, something's coming in for you that you're not expecting. It's a new level of receiving, and it's an indicator. But our blind spots are the hardest ones to see, right? Our own blind spots.
Yeah.
So how wonderful that you were in the presence of someone to remind you. And I think an angel reminded. I think it's Saint Germain or one of your guides sent that message through the person that you're with, so that you can hear what you need to hear and be open to that information to be able to receive it on a whole nother level. So it's just beautiful with hope happening and all of the assistance that we're getting from so many different places and how it shows up. And all we have to do is be open to receive it and aware and know how to turn what can presumably seem like a negative into, oh, how's this working on my behalf? And the second you do that, you shifted the energy and the knowing starts coming in. The synchronicity starts showing up. You notice things where you didn't notice before. It's absolutely beautiful, amazing process that's happening. And thank you.
And that's exactly, that's a question that we should all be asking with everything that occurs that might on the surface appear negative or like a setback. We should be asking every single time, how does this serve me? How is this helping me? And really go deep into examining that, because when we do, that's when the gifts start pouring in.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Well, talking about gifts, Arion, we have a ton of people that are hanging on the line that have their questions. They've written in. They have their hands raised. Can we take some time to go through some questions and to take some live callers?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, first, and thank you. We have a listener that wrote in, and you didn't write your name, but I feel you on all the calls, so thank you for your energy and your insight and your love on a consistent basis, because I always feel you. But they wanted to make sure that I thank the Arcturians and Archangel Michael on our behalf through you, Sarion, for this extraordinary blessing that was shared with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that. And I'm glad to feel a little bit of that rapport that's there between people that are listening to this and the kind of exchange that's taking place. I mean, we really are connecting heaven and earth together through our inner work, through doing calls like this, and through opening to receive these blessings. And There's just so much that wants to come to us. It's just so immense. We just have to keep opening and giving thanks. And thank you for reminding me of that, because really it is the gratitude that keeps it all coming in and flowing so beautifully.
And there we open up to extend that gratitude. What is so scary about it, right?
Right.
Because a lot of us hold back. It's like, if we give gratitude, we might be inundated with so much love that we don't know what to do with it because people love us back. Oh my God. Dare we extend that gratitude back to other people, knowing that it's available to everybody and it costs you nothing except you opening your heart and then daring to receive some of that love back. It's beautiful. And I love that we opened up with that comment, because it's really, again, tapping into that energy of receiving and giving that's percolating just so tremendously in the field. All right, let's go to a live caller here. First caller I want to take is a caller from North Carolina, from Concord, North Carolina. Hi, you're on the line?
Hi. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
You sound great. You're not yelling at all. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, okay. My name is Kathy.
Kathy, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to listen to it again because sitting here, I fell asleep. I love your messages that you give. Are they like personal messages that we can ask? Can I just ask if there's a personal message?
Mary, absolutely. Go ahead and ask, because I think I picked your energy because it's probably going to resonate for the larger group anyway. So that's great.
And
before you ask your question, I actually want to state something because it's really strong. Okay. You didn't fall asleep because you were tired. There was a level of receiving that was happening as Sarion was tapping into this energy and sharing with us. So you were in a state of receiving, and I think a lot of you guys were also. I kind of went into it a little bit as well. So don't make yourself wrong, Mary, for going there. Just receive it, and it's perfect exactly as you received it, okay?
Okay, well, thank you, because I was surprised because I was really into listening to
you.
How does one know that they are in the ascension? I mean,
well,
personal, the process.
Right, okay. That's a good question. I would say that really the vast majority of people on the planet are choosing that ascension process on some level. Mm-hmm. And it's why we came here. So I think there are some people that have, you know, there are teachers and teachings that have focused so much on this idea of personal ascension that, you know,
right.
people can achieve ascension personally through, you know, the right kinds of tools and practices. And, you know, you have to get your Merkaba field spinning in the right way, and you have to get, you know, your chakras aligned and all this. And as if, you know, if you're not doing those things, then you're not going to achieve it. And actually, what's happening for you and for all of us to one degree or another is a restoration of our original divine blueprint. And so ascension really is a process that's going to take thousands of years. I mean, there are many different phases of ascension as we move into ever higher vibrations of reality. But it really begins in part with alignment taking place, with us becoming aligned with our higher selves and becoming more multidimensionally aware and becoming a whole people with the earth. And so a lot of what is occurring in the planetary shift, it really begins with alignment. There has to be alignment with a oneness vibration as a community before we can then begin to ascend as a collective. Of course, there is ascension taking place, a lifting of vibrations occurring simultaneously. But what we're going to see for a while is it's a little bit more about becoming aligned with the oneness vibration that is showing up in everyone's reality. And then as more and more people become aligned with that oneness vibration, then we start to lift off, you know, as a species, we begin to experience an even greater acceleration of light coming in and our vibrations lifting. So you are in that process. There is no doubt about it. And what I would suggest to you is that I would begin to adopt this view that who you are as a being and as a body of light and consciousness is something that's so much vaster than your physical body, that your light body is much more expansive, and it's already there. It's all around you, and you are just awakening into it. It's not like you have to create it. It's not like you have to achieve it. You already are an ascended being, and there is as much of a descension taking place as there is alignment and ascension taking place. And so you are very much being supported and facilitated by your guides and by the angelic presence to align with the aspects of this evolutionary process that are most relevant for you. And so whatever you feel inspired about, whatever you feel inspired to connect with or align with, that is also what's showing up to work with you. And I wanted to share with you one other thing about this, because I was going to share some tips about working with spiritual guides, and it makes me think of, you know, just feeling your energy and what wants to come through for you as a confirmation of what's happening in your process. I have so many people come to me, and I'm about to do a session with them, and I'll feel a particular guide showing up. Like, I'll feel Archangel Michael showing up, and or Saint Germain or Mother Mary or, you know, whoever it is. And whatever guide I feel showing up, I'll start to, you know, say, like, I'm feeling the presence of this guide. That person will then say, oh, my God, I've been calling forth that guide. I was hoping to hear from that guide. And the thing is that people, they will feel an affinity for a particular guide, and they'll just hope that that guide somehow is part of their process, even though they don't know. And I, you know, what I'm often doing is really just giving people confirmations. The thing is that whatever you're feeling the most inspired about, if you're feeling this wonderful love for Archangel Michael and this affinity for that being, then you're actually feeling a part of Archangel Michael's affinity for you. If you're feeling this beautiful love for Mother Mary, you're actually reflecting Mother Mary's love for you. You just maybe don't have the confirmation of that rapport is actually there, because you're just experiencing your end of it, and you know it seems kind of invisible and nebulous, and is it really real? But whenever you're feeling an inspiration about a particular being, it's because that being is with you, and you know your desire to commune with them. Sometimes not knowing that they're already right there in the room with you, listening to everything you have to share and really blessing you.
Mary, I wanted to move forward to another call.
No, it's okay, because this is great, but I want to give other people an opportunity. Mary, thank you so much. And Sarah, I'm going to add something also. Mary, continue to ascend and sit in your joy. Find your joy in everything that you're doing. And if you have those days where you don't feel like getting out of bed or doing anything, or you're in a bad mood or whatever, enjoy that also. Enjoy that part of yourself. Stop judging, stop thinking so much, and enjoy the beautiful person that you are, because you know your intention. I can feel the love inside of you. And there's nothing, that intention is so beautiful and so glorious and such an example of what we're all striving for. If you just can stop judging yourself and give yourself permission to be what you're being, it's going to be so much easier for you.
And you're going to answer your own question, actually. I already know that you're going to answer your own question, because what I was giving to you is giving you the tool to answer the question that you're going to ask. So just go with that.
I love it. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless all of you.
You too. She's great. I love it. Now, Sarah, I have to ask this question because it's coming up. I probably have like 15 of these questions. And so I'm going to ask one, but they're all related. So Chris from Ontario is writing in. I'm not sure if this is okay to ask, but she's wondering if you have any guidance about how to meet a beloved life partner, especially in an amazing relationship. So we have a lot of people writing in about meeting their life partners, about meeting the one.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's, I think part of the reason why that question is up for so many people, you know, I mean, I think certainly you could imagine that that question at any given time is going to be up for a lot of people in the world, but there's something I'm sensing about the level of the question that people are asking, because what people are really asking for, you know, it's not just a life partner, they're asking for a partner in oneness, for an ascension partner, for a relationship that is going to be aligned with the process of spiritual evolution that we're going through. And I have this sense that actually there are a lot of soul contracts that so many of us formed on another level before we came here to meet up with a partner in this time that that would be compatible in that way, where both people would be able to support and empower each other's healing process and evolutionary process, and both people would be really meeting within that field of oneness that is arriving in everyone's consciousness in this time reference. So a lot of people have those kinds of soul contracts, and they're wanting to enact them. They're wanting to call that forth. The thing is that, let's see how I want to say this. The level of matching that I think a lot of people are asking for, where there's really a meeting on every level, you know, from the higher self all the way down to the root chakra, where there's really, you know, a kind of a state of connection that's there that people are really seeking after. It's such a refined balance that has to be there in order for those kinds of relationships to occur at the frequency that people are wanting to manifest it. And so the best thing that people can do is to really work on refining themselves, yeah, and to practice a tremendous amount of patience. It's possible that in some cases, and I'm not saying, you know, for everyone, but in some cases you may already know the person that is that partner, but you have not gotten to know them yet. That could be somebody who is already in your field. Now, personally, in my experience, I don't think that, you know, we only have one person that could be our life partner. I think that there's actually, you know, many different possibilities for any person. And we're living in a time where it's easier for us to meet with all of the different potentials easier than ever before. You know, it's so easy for us to connect with people that we have, you know, potential soul contracts with. And so there's lots of possibilities. When you simply engage in this deeper reflection of self-love, self-examination, looking at who you are and honoring who you are, and really asking the angels for what the next step is in that particular path and that journey. It could be different for each one of you. But, you know, what I've said so many times is the angels have the most sophisticated matchmaking software in the universe. They are very capable, and it's a joy for them to play Cupid. They do it all the time, and they will lead you through the steps. My only suggestion in the courtship process really is that people really take the time to get to know each other and establish friendship and establish alignment through the heart before they, you know, move on to, you know, other things, before they get physical. Sometimes people rush that part and they don't actually establish a rapport from one heart chakra to another. And personally, I mean, this is just my value system, but I put the heart first. The heart connection has to be there. It has to be solid. There has to be a sustained bridge of heart energy there for me to even be interested in developing the connection in other ways. And I think that's how I live. I see a lot of people who don't live that way, and they attract relationship after relationship where they, you know, they jump in the sack too fast, and then they get bored, and then, you know, there's an uncommitted energy. There's avoidance of real emotional intimacy. work on establishing emotional intimacy first. And then maybe you may have a lot of blocks to emotional intimacy. So maybe what you want to do is to really cultivate the connections, to cultivate the relationships, or if you have somebody that you are sort of courting, work on cultivating the emotional intimacy, or utilize opportunities that you have in the relationships and experiences that you're having to address your issues of emotional intimacy. Because I think that's what a lot of people are really asking for. They're asking for a deeper bond, and yet they may not realize how many barriers that they themselves have to going there. And so, you know, a lot of people are in a process of just working on healing those barriers to emotional intimacy so that they can have that really blessed divine partnership. You know, so you don't always attract the partner that you want, but you attract the partner that you need. You know, it's not always like that way, but I just want to say that because, you know, whoever you are drawing to you, there could be an incredibly important lesson and a powerful, meaningful exchange of healing that is taking you both to the next level and preparing you for, you know, an even deeper form of partnership. Maybe it is going to be with that person, or maybe you're both a bridge for each other towards, you know, other experiences.
Well, and I'm at the viewpoint that everything is resonating so much faster and we're getting into so much more alignment with the truth of who we really are and what we're looking for, that tapping into that energy, if you're doing your own work and you're going through your own quote unquote stuff, you're going to align with that faster. So something that actually helped me through those times when I felt that energy of my partner out in the field and I couldn't find her anywhere. Trust me, I was looking. I felt her and it had to be congruent in my field. I couldn't sleep around. I couldn't do all these other things and play around and, you know, quote unquote, have fun while I was waiting for her to show up. It was either going to be authentic or it wasn't.
Right.
I couldn't play those other games because it also drains me energetically. When you commingle your energy with somebody else's and it's not a vibrational match, you really risk lowering your vibration where it doesn't feel good and it takes you a while to recover. So one of my favorite quotes, and it got me through it and it gave me this big aha and it let me relax into the knowing. And it's the Rumi quote, "What you seek is seeking you." And trust that. Trust that because it's true. And in the meantime, work on loving yourself. Work on getting to know yourself intimately better. Work on opening up your heart to you more. And in that, you're going to attract a higher resonance of what you're looking for than what you think it is today. And it's so beautiful. And it will show up in various forms. And one day it'll show up out of the blue synchronistically from somewhere that you couldn't have imagined. And it's magical. And you'll know it. And it's coming. And again, love yourself enough to allow that vibration to come in through you first. And the opposite or the matching energy of that, you will recognize. You will know it and it won't be a mystery anymore. And I love your whole take on it, Sarian. So thank you for that. Let's go on to another caller here. Got another caller on the line that I wanted to, here we go, caller from Toronto, Ontario. Telephone number ending in 2978. A lot of Toronto people on the line today.
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Sandy. My name's Sandy.
Sandy, welcome to the show. What's your question for Sarian?
Hi, Sandy.
My question was just answered. I think you just both answered my question. It didn't really have to do with seeking the love like you were speaking, but even in general of partners in friendship and partners in work is finding that the relationship with that, the deeper relationship. Well, I feel that some parts of me may be ascending. There's also this sense of polarity where there's a descending. Does that make sense?
I love that question.
Yeah.
I feel so people I'm meeting just even every day, there seems to be such a separation these days. This is how I'm feeling.
I think you're not the only one. Sarian, I'd love your take on this and see what you're picking up on the field.
Well, I think that we really are walking around in, you know, there's two different worlds present, you know. So there's a lot of people that are, some of them are still in a kind of a disconnect. Some of them may be going deeper into their disconnect in the presence of this oneness. And yet there's also people walking around that are really vibrating with more connection and are seeking connection. And so we really do have a mix of both. You know, whatever you're seeing a lot of, whatever is most apparent to you or is showing up, it's always going to carry some kind of a reflection, you know, for you to look at. So that doesn't mean that it's reflecting your disconnect necessarily, but whatever it brings up in you, you know, is showing you something. And I think that it's safe to say that you are in a place where you're wanting to break down the barriers, and you're noticing, you're becoming more aware of and more present to and even maybe more affected by the extent to which people are holding barriers. And the more you really allow that oneness vibration to come in and hold it unconditionally without attachment as to where people are at, that's where you're going to see the most progress. You know, what happens, I think, sometimes is that when people start to experience the, you know, the opening of their hearts and their chakras are opening up, they're feeling more of this oneness vibration coming in. And, you know, we want to share that. We want to create connection. We want to channel that energy, boost people up, or we want to just to connect more deeply. And when people are not choosing it, when they're not turning towards it, when they're actually even avoiding connection, avoiding intimacy in one way or another, it's easy to take that personally, or to feel like we want to, you know, almost kind of, you know, force something to move, you know. And we actually have to become, in this evolutionary process, when you're kind of leaping ahead of where a lot of other people are at around you, you have to become very patient. You have to become very accepting of where each person is at and what they're choosing, and really just accept that everyone has their own timing for addressing the disconnects. And it in no way is, you know, it's unsupportive of where you're at. In fact, the more it challenges those of us that are leaping ahead a bit of where other people are at to become more refined, you know, by becoming patient, by becoming detached. It's like we're moving into more of our mastery because we are challenged by all of the people walking around with this disconnect. Because we're just, sure, go ahead.
Let me ask you something, because I get this also, and I get exactly what you're asking in this question. Sometimes I go through my days or my weeks, it's like someday I'll be vibrating super high, connecting, channeling, super psychic. And other days I feel like I've gone down 10 rungs in energy and feel so disconnected. And it's this disparity that's happening. It's like this wobble effect that's happening in the field with me personally. Is that what you're talking about also?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost having, you know, you're crossing, this is a weird analogy, but it's like you're crossing a river. You have one foot in one canoe, another foot in the other canoe, and they're going in different directions.
Yeah, yeah.
And and I guess the patience thing, I mean, I thought I was patient. And then the challenging that's coming up with that, it's sometimes hard not to, that's not the right word. It's sometimes it's not that I'm seeing the wrongness of it. It's hard. I'm just questioning it more.
You feel it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel the disparity more. So, Sarin, what's your take on that? What advice can you give when we go through these disparate energies of super connectedness and then not?
Yeah. Well, there's two things. One, I think that when we have begun to ride these incoming waves of energy, there is some work that I feel that some people are doing, where they do this thing what you described of kind of moving back and forth, going sort of up and down the scale. And every time you go down, you may be sort of being in the resonance of where some part of the collective is at, and then you rise back up out of that. And that going back and forth, you actually are exercising some of your own mastery in that, you know, the way in which you're able to continually rise up out of it. And every time you go down, you dip down into that and you rise back out of it, you're actually liberating some people that are kind of really stuck, because you're kind of going into the density and then you're blazing a trail out of it. And this kind of, you know, up and down thing, it actually does kind of like leave a trail for some people to follow as you're doing that. So I feel that's part of what's going on. But what I would say about when you're sort of on the down part is that probably one of the most immense gifts that comes out of that kind of experience is the arrival of greater compassion. And so if you find yourself kind of in the down part of a wave and you feel overwhelmed with any kind of despair or anything that feels limiting for you or just not joyful, then whatever you're facing, however it feels, you have to start to imagine that this is how masses of other people are feeling right now. You know, if I'm feeling sad, if I'm feeling, I don't even know where it's coming from, and just feeling sad, I'm feeling unsupported, whatever, of course there's a reason why you're there in that vibration, because you have some resonance to it, and going there is helping you to clear it. But you also can accelerate out of it and help others when you recognize that what I'm feeling is not just me. I'm feeling where a part of humanity is resonating at. And if I have compassion for everyone out there that is feeling this way, then I can become a channel for compassion, so that all of the compassion of the angels and the masters and our higher selves can penetrate through me into that density, because I've aligned myself with the focus of compassion. So I think it's important that we develop compassion for ourselves. That's a focus. It's a focus in consciousness to have compassion for oneself. And when you do that, you can align with tremendous resources of healing energy. And it ultimately brings in more of your mastery to be challenged in this way. You know, we just have to really embrace these challenges and recognize that, you know, we are working with light as we process through these kinds of ups and downs.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much for that question, and for, because that's a big one. That's a big one that's happening to a lot of us, and so relevant.
Love to you both. Thank you.
Love to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, and feel yourself as that trailblazer of light that Sarian was talking about, because when he mentioned that, I felt that in you. And I hope that you recognize it in yourself, and you give yourself permission to be that. Because I see it. Now, can you see it in you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, sorry. This is amazing. It's again, guys, we always run the replays all weekend long, and we're going to give away each and every interview from this season at the end of the season as well. So just know that the replays are available to you. They will be available later this evening. You can always access replays by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/replay. And don't worry about writing it down if for some reason you might forget. We'll send out an email with that link a little bit later this evening. And of course, take advantage of this special offer, really connecting with your guides. And these guys, it's now's the time to really tap in, because where the energies are taking us are to stratospheric levels that we have never accessed before. We're really in new territory. And with Sarion as your guide and his ability to tap in and pierce the veil, you're in for a phenomenal course that's really going to leave an imprint on your life. So, again, I want to encourage all of you who are listening, either live or during the replays, take advantage of this course. And, again, you can access the course by clicking on the special offer button that's on the webcast page right there where you're listening to this webcast. Or you can also go to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/white, W-H-I-T-E. And the number 8, white 8, and it'll take you to that same page, add it to cart, and you can start taking advantage of the programs, and then you'll also have access to the two live webinars that Sarion's going to lead you through to step it up a couple of notches as well. And with that, Sarion, are there any final messages that you want to leave our callers with this evening? I'm feeling like there's something else coming up.
You know, there is something. I mean, there's so many things that we didn't even get to that are exciting that relate to this planetary shift. But I'll tell you, one of the things that is most exciting to me is the evidence that I have begun to see of a particular part of the shift that was illuminated for me literally as a prophecy back in like 2007, I believe. And I was given this information about human beings were going to become conscious of the internet, and that we would transcend the need for the, you know, the physical electronic structure of that network, having become conscious of each other as a living network. And we would discover that our brains and our nervous systems and our and this field of consciousness that's emerging globally has the capability to operate very much like the communication system that we have, where we're faxing and texting and emailing and having video chats, and we're going to start to just do that with our consciousness in a field of consciousness, and we're going to be able to really bring our whole network of friends into our field as part of an internal spiritual interface. So, I mean, there's so much I could say about the prophecy itself, but I'm going to talk about just a couple little bits about the evidence of it, because this is something that I've mentioned this maybe in some of the previous interviews about how this is starting to awaken more, and I've been starting to notice it more. But I had one really profound experience of this a couple of weeks ago. And when I sleep at night, I have kind of a chair next to my bed, and I usually have my phone on it. And my smartphone was sitting there, and I received a text, but it wasn't an actual real electronic text. It was an etheric text. It was a pure thought form level of texting. And so it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I suddenly was aware through my inner field of awareness that it's like my phone lit up with this light. It was almost like a white light that lit up around it. And it's not light that I was seeing with my eyes. I was seeing it with my inner spiritual vision, with my third eye. And it lit up with light. And you know how, you know, when you receive a text, your phone will vibrate if you have it on vibrate mode. Well, it's like the phone vibrated, except it wasn't a physical vibration. It was an etheric vibration. And then this text came in, and I started reading it with my mind, and the words, the awareness, the emotional energy of this person was coming through. And I began experimenting with this, like, later on in connecting with this person and several other people, and trying to actively engage the pure thought form level of the web, and had some surprising results. And we don't really have time to really go into all of that. But what I'll say about it is that what's happening is through this field of oneness and connectedness that is occurring in the world, things like our smartphones, for example, are becoming like a pure thought form in our consciousness, so that there is the actual physical phone, and then there's the pure thought form level of it that exists as a vibration in our consciousness. And it's like there's a communication portal that is becoming a part of our nervous system and our field awareness, so that we can send and receive texts and emails and images telepathically through this global communication interface that is the pure thought form level of the web. And it's amazing. I've had the information that this was going to happen. I've had different evidences of this over the years, but having this experience of this etheric text come in and feeling an ethereal vibration when it came in from this, you know, pure thought form level of my smartphone, it's like, oh my God, wow, we are really here. We are really on the verge of starting to awaken as a species to this other level of interconnectedness that's actually completely normal and natural for us as souls. You know, in the out-of-body state, before, you know, in the higher realms, our souls all, you know, manifest this capability. There's no distance. There's no space or time that separates us. You know, you could be on the other side of the galaxy and communicate with some friend of yours instantaneously that you have some quantum entanglement with. And, you know, it really can work that way. There really is no distance. And we're starting to now remember that level of interconnectedness has always been a part of us. We just have needed to remember how to focus on it.
Wow. And it feels like a whole nother conversation and course, because I can feel the depth and where this expanding is concerned. And so you'll have to come back and talk about this more. And I can see a course coming up around it also, so that we can refine our level of communication and again bring in that awareness. But it's exciting times that we're in for sure. And again, I'm just so grateful that we have people like you to help us decipher and to help us again blaze those pathways that illuminate that space for people to transcend into that new refinement of vibration that's available to all of us. So just thank you for what you're doing, for the work that you're bringing in, the commitment that you do it with. And again, you do it with so much joy, so much happiness, so much purpose. It's just a beautiful example of what's possible for all of us.
Yeah, thank you very much. I actually do a little bit about this subject in the Working With Your Spiritual Guides course, because you know, I'm continually getting new information about this. And towards the end of that course, we do some activation work, and there is some channeling and some information that comes through that kind of expands upon this particular topic. So, you know, it's really kind of an introduction in that course to this topic. And there is going to be a lot more. You're absolutely right. In fact, we may focus on that a little bit when we do the live bonus calls.
Cool. All right, guys, well, there you go. Another reason to take advantage of that special offer. And again, you can get there by clicking on the special offer link. And with that, I want to wish you a fantastic evening. Thank you so much for your time and energy and love that you bring to each and every call with us.
Yeah, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And of course, to the Arcturians and to Saint Germain and to Archangel Michael and Mother Mary and Jesus, because you can feel the energy of all of them really coming through. Defined or undefined. I like to put them a little bit in the box so I can, you know, kind of put them in my hug box with them. But again, thank you for all the energy that you brought in into all those divine, benevolent energies that shared their wisdom on the show with us tonight. And to everybody on the show, everybody that's listening, thank you guys so much. Thank you for your love, for your sincerity, for your vulnerability, and for your courage to really step into the love that's becoming available to you, that's even more obvious than it was before, and to daring to receive it. All of you guys, all of us are stepping up in big ways, and it's so beautiful to witness. So I have a tremendous amount of gratitude for each and every one of you, and I'm wishing you the absolutely best in your journey. And, you know, I love to be a platform to continue being of service, where we can continue to grow together here. So again, it's with all my love and a huge amount of love that I'm wishing you a fantastic evening. I acknowledge you and see you for who you are, and I'm so grateful for you. And I look forward to seeing you on the next call. Have a great evening. Remember, remember.